Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Nadine Schmitz, Leslie Ridge Allen, and Colleen Gross from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Thank you so much for joining us. Colleen, let's start with you. What is the Chamber's Fall Fest and what's its purpose?
So the purpose of it really is just it's a casual evening out. It's an opportunity for members and non-members to get together. I like to think it's a kickoff to the fall season, which is going to be quickly upon us here, cooler air and leaves falling. But really, it's an opportunity for folks to get together, to network, to meet fellow business owners, people around the community that might have similar interests. And it's also an opportunity to meet chamber staff and to hear about all the good things that we have going on at the chamber, because a lot of things have changed over the year. We're excited to share what's been going on.
What is the date, time, and place of this event?
It's coming up quickly. It's on Wednesday, September 25th. It's from 5 p.m. till 8 out at Shades Beach in Harbor Creek. And that's where it has always been, as far as I know. So it's one of those things. No, it's a really cool venue. It's for those who might not be familiar, Shades Beach is, it's a nice pavilion right on the water on Lake Erie. So we have two pavilions out there. There's a lot of room for folks to spread out, and people seem to enjoy it.
Colleen, are there any new things that attendees should expect this year?
So the biggest change that folks are going to see is our menu. We decided to try to come up with something different, maybe something folks locally haven't heard much about or necessarily tried. We're doing a low country boil that's going to be provided by our friends at the Cork. Low country boil, there's different versions of it. Our version is going to have clams, mussels, shrimp, sausage, corn on the cob, and red potatoes. And it's one of those things that could potentially be kind of messy, but it should be fun. So it's got a kind of a southern twist to it. And again, even me personally, I've never been to one, so I'm looking forward to giving it a try and getting my fingers a little dirty with some good food.
For someone who hasn't been to a chamber event, why should they go to this one?
So this event is for it's open to members and non-members. There's a slightly different price difference for members and non. But the reason we wanted to do that is to open the invite is so folks who aren't members could see, you know, what's the chamber about? What do they do? You know, they could, like I said before, they can talk to chamber staff to hear about, you know, what we have going on in programs and services and business outreach. They can meet our new CEO because there's a lot of things going on in the economic development end of things. So it's an opportunity maybe for someone that hasn't been to other chamber events to say, hey, you know, this seems like a cool event. It gives me an opportunity to hear and see a little bit more about what the chamber is about. So it's kind of why we wanted to open it to more people.
Colleen, you know, ultimately this just sounds like a big networking event for non-members, right?
Right. And members alike. I mean, so this might be an event that maybe members only go to. That's the only chamber thing that they do every year is they go to the Fall Fest. So I think it's kind of twofold. But the networking piece is pretty big. And like I said at the beginning, it's very casual. And just my first experience with it was last year and just kind of taking it all in and seeing there were some great conversations going on, which was nice to see. So it's different than our traditional business after hours. It's a nicer version of it, is what I think.
Where can they get tickets, and is there a registration deadline?
There is a deadline. I always have to stress that because I think folks often forget that deadlines quickly arise. So our deadline is a week from tomorrow, which is September 19th. And the reason we need to have a deadline is so we can plan. So our caterer can plan as far as food and beverages to make sure we have enough of what we need. To get tickets, eriepa.com, and they can visit our event page.
Colleen, are there any final thoughts on the Fall Fest?
So I always have to mention our supporters, our sponsors and vendors for these events, because without them, truly, I mean, our events wouldn't be as successful as they are. So we do have some cash sponsors. We have St. Vincent Health Center / Allegheny Health Network, Presque Isle Downs and Casino, Hammett Health Foundation, Young Entrepreneur Society, and Ohio Desk. And then I also have to mention, too, we have our beer sponsor is Erie Beer. They are bringing a plethora of seasonal brews that we're all very excited about. Luminary Distilling will be there with a fun fall signature cocktail and sampling their spirits. Mazza and 5 and 20 Spirits and Brewing, they're always very gracious about donating the wine, some bourbon, whiskey, and their brews. Rankin and Shell will be there. They're an acoustic duo who play some pretty fabulous tunes, so live music always sets the mood. And that's it. I think the biggest thing is the changes in the menu. I think people really enjoy it. If you haven't been to the Cork, 1794, they're a really popular spot. They do a great job with their catering. So I expect that they're going to put on a pretty good spread for this event.
So transitioning away from the Fall Fest, can you tell us about any other upcoming events through the Chamber?
So we have some additional networking events coming up this fall. September 19th is our next business after hours at Velocity Network downtown here on at their big, new, very high-tech, fun facility. That's worth checking out just to see what they have going on there. It's pretty impressive. We have our October 8th Connect for Coffee event, which is out at Edinburgh University. Everybody thinks Edinburgh is super far away. It's not. It's worth the drive. I think they're going to put on a really nice event. They're very excited to host us, and I hope that we get a good crowd for that Connect for Coffee. That one's in the morning, so it's for people who might be an early riser, can't make an evening event, that it's a smaller crowd that allows for more conversations, and then people can hear about what each business and organization that's attending they have going on. And then we have our October business after hours is on Thursday, October 17th. We're going, our host for that one is UPMC Health Plan.
If you are non-member or member, these are really cool opportunities, right?
Correct. And that's, you know, we always try to get as many chamber staff there as possible at both of the events, that so it'll give folks, again, members and non-members alike, the opportunity to meet us, talk with us, ask questions that they might have. You know, they could talk to our business outreach representatives to talk about what's keeping them up at night. They can talk to Steve Walters, who's in our membership department, and talk about, you know, what can I get? How can I get more out of my membership? Or what would it mean if I signed up to be a member of the chamber? So we try to do that as much as we can at these events. And again, we try to make connections amongst the group too.
Colleen, thanks so much for joining us. Leslie, let's bring you in here. What is the Business Action Team?
Sure. So the Business Action Team is really the first stop that we want business owners to think about when they're seeking support or opportunity in Erie County. We are a group of community and economic developers that are here to connect you to the programs, the services, the resources that you need to have continued success here in Erie. We believe that a business owner's primary focus should be their business. It shouldn't be fully consumed by having to learn about all of these things that are available to them. That's really our job. We want to be able to cut that middleman out, cut that red tape out, and instead connect businesses with the exact person within the exact department of different programs and organizations that are here to help them so that they don't waste time and that they know they're going to get the help that they need.
Who do they ultimately help?
So the Business Action Team, we help any business operating within Erie County. You do not have to be a chamber member. It doesn't matter how long you've been in business. We equally help someone who has an idea for a new business all the way up to a business that might have been operating within Erie County for 100 years. It's multi-generational, you know, family-owned business. So we run the gamut in terms of who we're able to connect with and provide assistance, you know, in whatever capacity that they need it. We've helped small businesses do something from as minor as, you know, doing a 101 on Instagram, how to set up a profile, making sure it was a business profile on Instagram, how to do your first post, what a hashtag is, all the way up through helping a larger employer increase their capacity through an expansion project so that they could add on another 50 to 100 jobs here within the county. So there is no issue that a business owner faces that is too large or too small that we can't assist with in some way.
If a business is struggling, you and your team can come in and really help, right?
Sure. So I think the best way to talk about how the Business Action Team operates is to think of your primary care physician. So If you have a general ailment, you go see your primary care physician. They do an intake and an analysis of the symptoms that you're experiencing, the issues that you're expressing. Much in the same manner, the business action team is that generalist for business. So we really listen to the signs and symptoms, if you will, that business owners share with us and determine what some of the underlying issues may be that are causing some of the problems, or on a positive side, are setting them up for growth. They might equally need some help kind of preparing for and scaling to. We then make the recommendation and the referral to over 40 plus partner organizations that we work with to ensure that they're seeing that specialist. So going back to the primary care physician kind of analogy, we then would make the recommendation to, you know, a heart doctor or a foot doctor, whoever you might need to see who really has that expertise and can drill down from a depth kind of perspective of knowledge. And then we follow up in that capacity and make sure that the connections are happening, that our partner is being a good partner and helping you, you know, kind of develop in that area, whether it's your financials, it's human resources, it's marketing, whatever the issue may be, and that they're seeing it through to completion so that you can move on to the next phase in your business. You can overcome the obstacle that you were experiencing and continue to see that success and growth here in Erie County.
This is really for any business.
Correct. So one of the biggest assets, I think, in contacting someone from the business action team is that you eliminate the time as a business owner or a senior decision maker that you would have to spend doing this research yourself, right? So when a business comes to us and says, we're ready to do an expansion, but we need a building facility that's 6,000 square feet, 20-foot high ceilings, has already gotten a brownfield clearance. You know, there's no underlying issues we might have to deal with. Here's a budget. Here's kind of the infrastructure we need in place. We're able to point them exactly to those properties right away instead of having them spend the time internally trying to search for, you know, potential opportunities. So we can make that connection. And let's say they do find a great property, just by way of example, we can then help facilitate some of the permitting issues that might arise, the zoning issues that might arise, by connecting them with the specific contact within, you know, city government or county government who handles those types of things. We never want a business owner to feel like they're just getting kicked down the road or like it's a game of hot potato where they're just kind of getting passed off very quickly to all of these different entities. That's a frustrating experience. That's an overwhelming experience, and it doesn't lead to good business. So we really do try to do our best job to connect businesses directly to the best resources and the best referrals that are going to keep the momentum going, continue building upon the traction and the relationship that we've established with the business owner, and make sure that the businesses are getting what they need to stay operational, keep their lights on and their doors open.
The business action team can really help with what is keeping business owners up at night, right?
Yeah, so one thing that I think is important for business owners to know is that the business action team operates under a non-disclosure and confidentiality agreement. We really value the relationship that we're building with businesses, and we want to emphasize that the things that they share with us, you know, the more candid they can be, the better we can help them. But that takes time. That takes building trust. That takes building that relationship and establishing with them the credibility that you will help solve the issues that they're experiencing. So the more open-minded a business owner can be to share with us the struggles that they're having, what's keeping them up at night, what the real issues are that they're experiencing, we will be able to do our jobs much more efficiently so that they can overcome that hurdle a lot faster than they maybe will if they keep it, you know, too close to the chest and too internal and in-house. As with anything else, when you get fresh eyes on a problem, there might be a different perspective or approach that we bring to the table that they may have never thought of or considered because they're just too close to it. And so that's a real asset I see in our team and what we're able to do for the businesses here in Erie.
You can really provide the action steps that help businesses.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we look at ourselves as that ongoing business concierge type relationship. So this isn't a one and done program. We're really here to help businesses multiple times over and over. You know, if they come to us with one issue and we're able to help and there's something else that triggers that they couldn't have anticipated, or 6 months later they've experienced tremendous growth and now they're having maybe scaling issues or capacity issues, they can come back through our doors as much as they need to so that we can continue getting them over the hurdles and the obstacles, or having them really primed for success. I think a great example of this is the work that we can do with succession planning and exit planning. So a company, you know, might have been in Erie for 50 years, family owned. Dad's ready to retire. Grandpa's, you know, done. He wants to get off the board. What can we do to help them prepare and begin to identify either the people internally or externally that with a little bit of assistance and training and some grooming, they're really well positioned to take over that company and continue the legacy and the reputation that they've established over those years. So, literally, there is no kind of issue that we can't help with, whether it's that type of exit planning and succession planning, if it's building a strong foundation in financials, if it's tapping into new markets. A lot of times we've helped businesses get into government contracting, making sure they have all of their I's, you know, dotted and T's crossed so that they can become a contender for government work that is here and available to businesses. Just a lot of ways that we can get creative and hopefully inspire business owners here in Erie to think differently about their business and the way that they approach the challenges and the opportunities that they experience.
What services does the Business Action Team provide?
Sure. So I think that a lot of what the Business Action Team covers falls into five different buckets. We can assist with land and building identification and acquisition. We can assist with connecting businesses to different capital and finance opportunities and streams. We can help with different growth and support services. A lot of times that's, you know, marketing projections for a smaller business owner. That's, you know, expansion opportunities, new market opportunities. We help with workforce development. A lot of our businesses have come to us talking about the need for a skilled workforce and getting connected to people who want to work for them. We can help facilitate those relationships and perhaps tap into a pool of talent that they didn't know existed here within our workforce. We're able to help with entrepreneurship and innovation. You know, if I think one of the greatest examples of a partner we work with is the Innovation Commons out at Penn State Barron. We've had several Erie residents who have literally taken no more than a sketch to the team at Innovation Commons and said, "This is my idea for a product. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a product designer. I don't know what to do next." And they've literally taken it from a sketch on paper and made it a tangible object that's now, you know, selling on Amazon and selling online and selling here in Erie, and it's made here in Erie. So we kind of run that gamut, but that's the five buckets, if you will, that all of our strategic partners and our programming kind of falls into in terms of what we're able to help with.
What is a meeting like with the Business Action Team?
Sure. So when you meet with a Business Action Team member, it's really laid back and it's a casual conversation. We are here to listen to the business owner. And so we take direction from the business owner in terms of what they would like to discuss, what they think is important to cover, and answer any of the questions that they have. A lot of times what we hope to hear from them is what's currently going on in the company, what are the opportunities we can help with, and then what issues are they maybe experiencing that are keeping them up at night that they need help troubleshooting. The meeting can go as long or as short as a business owner needs. We typically find that 20 minutes to 40 minutes is about average and can be a productive conversation with the business owner. We can come on site and do something at their location. They're more than welcome to come to the chamber, or we can meet at a mutually beneficial mutually beneficial location if they'd like to take the conversation kind of out of the office and be able to really focus on that dialogue and relationship with us.
How could someone get in touch with an outreach specialist?
Any business operating within Erie County can reach out to a business outreach specialist. We are housed at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, but you do not have to be a chamber member in order to use the service. You can reach out to me directly. My email is lridgeallen, that's R-I-D-G-E-A-L-L-E-N, at eriepa.com. They can visit the chamber website at www.eriepa.com, and they can call directly at 814-454-7191.
We had you on here a couple weeks ago. How did the roadshow go?
So we just wrapped up an eight-week roadshow across Erie County, and the purpose of the roadshow was to really get out into these communities that make up Erie County and provide access in a more tangible way to the smaller business owners on Main Street who can't pick up and leave their shop for their day because that's, you know, lost business, but they can take a 10-minute break and come meet us down at the coffee shop that's just around the corner. So we went to 10 stops throughout the county. We went as far out as Albion and Northeast, as far south as Cory and Edinburgh. We really tried to touch on every community that's here in the county. We met with over 25 businesses over the course of those 8 weeks. A lot of it was just people popping in, reading about us or hearing about us in some way doing this roadshow and wanting to come in and just say hi. Some businesses we had really in-depth conversations with, and some were just the beginning of the relationship. So what we're looking forward to doing over the next several months is working with these communities that were really excited about the opportunity, who were open to us being there, and who expressed interest in doing something more long-term. So we'll be doing a lot coming up with, I think, like, for example, the Cory community. We'll be back down there doing a roundtable with some of the CEOs in manufacturing. We'll be setting up some programming partnerships with one of the economic development corporations in Edinburgh. So we're really excited by the level of interest that we experienced from business owners throughout the roadshow and what we'll be able to do with it in the future.
How can someone reach the business action team again?
Sure. So they can reach out a couple of different ways to connect with the business action team. They can visit the chamber website at www.eriepa.com and go to the Grow Your Business tab. There's a form there that they can fill out to get connected to us. Or they can call 814-454-7191. Or they can reach out to me directly via email at lridgeallen, that's L-R-I-D-G-E-A-L-L-E-N, at eriepa.com.
Leslie, thanks so much for joining us. Nadine, let's finish with you. Can you tell us about the Job Bank?
Yeah, we just want to remind our members about that online job bank that we have available to them at eriepa.com. You can post your available positions. Job seekers can take a look at those at eriepa.com right on the job bank. And the job seekers can also upload their resume. And as a member of the chamber, you can view those resumes to see if that candidate would be a fit for the position that you have available.
I know that you have had some success stories with that, right?
Yes. It's been great. We've heard great things about having that addition to our website. I know it's been a year now that we have added that. We just really want more of our members to take advantage of it. It's free for them, so why not use it?
If you are not a member at the Chamber, why should someone consider becoming one?
Sure. This has been a transition year for the Chamber. We're reshaping the organization. We're reshaping our mission and our vision, and we're working on that. It's still kind of out there. But what we do know is when James came on board and what he's been saying to the business community as a whole and to our membership is that, you know, the Chamber is all about access to advocacy and also access to people, information, and education. So this morning you heard from Colleen. So she gave you a little bit about, you know, access to people, how you can do that by attending some of our events. And Leslie just gave you the rundown on the business action team. So there's a whole lot of information right there. We just, you know, are excited about where we're going as an organization for the business community as a whole. Some of what we offer is, of course, member specific and just for our members. We have our online business directory, and those businesses that are listed on that directory are specific and just chamber members. And that is actually where our referral network comes in. So when somebody's looking for a plumber and they go to our business directory, they find a plumber, that is a referral to that member at eriepa.com. Our member referrals last year for the year 2018, we haven't done the math yet for 2019, we're still working, but our member referrals totaled over 2 million for the year 2018 from those views of those businesses on our website. So that's still an extremely valuable tool for our members. We do get requests for businesses to be listed on that directory all the time, and it's always a conversation about membership that goes from there. We have some great other promotional ways for businesses and our members to get the word out about what they do. The directory listing, obviously, we have the Giving You the Business segment on WICU. That's free for our members. It's a 2.5 to 3 minute segment that airs on WICU, WSEE on Monday evenings and Tuesday mornings. And then, of course, it's all over the internet, so it's there forever. But it's all our Paul Wagner will go in and take care of the interviewing, and they bring a cameraman, and it's a great segment, and it's free for our members, and that is huge. We also have the opportunity for our members to be guest bloggers on our blog, which is getting a lot of views and a lot of attention as well.
If a business is a member and wanted to know how to maximize their membership, what could they do?
They can contact any one of us at the chamber offices. Myself, Steve's our member engagement director. You know, Susan can help with that. Any of us that work for the chamber should be able to have that conversation with a member and non-member to tell them why, you know, they should join the chamber.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.